Now, selling a country's image abroad is by no means an easy task. And when a survey 6 months ago indicated that many of the Czech Republic's neighbors thought the majority of Czechs were peasants whose major export was sunflower oil, it became alarmingly clear something needed to be done to present the country in a rich, relevant, and above all, more truthful light. The Foreign Ministry announced a competition to find a new logo for the Czech Republic by the end of the year. The winner was chosen last week. Jan Wellinger joins us in the studio to tell us more.
Thank you, Pavla. Well, the winning proposal for the Czech Republic comes after months of deliberation. After a jury made up of top designers and government ministers slogged through more than 400 proposals. A shortlist was announced just before the end of the year, and now, as you say, we have a winner. It's three designers. They are three designers from the Side 2 studio in Prague.
So what is, in fact, the winning idea put forward by the studio?
The winning design uses as its central motif speech bubbles that are so well known from comic books. And at its core, there are five of them, five speech bubbles of different shapes and colors, which are presented in a single line above the words Czech Republic. Now, that logo has a great advantage in that if you take posters, for instance, a field of such bubbles can be filled in with different themes. Designer Robert V. Novak, one of the members of the jury, explained to me how the logo's versatility made the proposal the front runner.
I was impressed by the winning proposal because, as a system, it's sophisticated and well thought out. As a designer myself, I'm aware how rules in a competition like this can be stifling. But their idea is so open and communicative, it can go through all kinds of mutations and evolve over time. It offers real variety and endless possibilities.
Now, the main poster that has been designed is very dynamic and effective, proposing eight rows of bubbles that show details from Czech life, whether famous like Kafka or painting by Sikora, or even cartoon characters Bob and Bobek. It's all very bouncy and playful, and one row of bubbles is dedicated to words like mushrooming or Christmas carp and even remoska. Those are all favorite Czech hobbies, and the last is a famous Czech portable oven. And so far, the reaction has been positive, and the Side 2 team are, of course, very happy. I spoke with Tomáš Machek, who is one of the members who worked on the new logo.
Samozřejmě ty nápady vznikly po mnoha hodinách diskuzí a
of course, our idea came together after many, many hours of drawing, sketches, arguments, and general brainstorming among our team. Into the second phase of the competition, where we refined the idea even more, confirmed for us that our decision to choose a system rather than a single image or symbol was correct. The sheer number of symbols, including ones that are lesser known, is exactly what should inspire or provoke people interested in visiting the Czech Republic to learn more.
So, Jan, what's next for the Czech Republic's new logo?
What's next, Pavla, is that a whole number of Czech institutions, from Czech centers abroad to tourist agencies, will now choose how best to implement the bubbles. They can be on everything from banners to brochures to, of course, promotion products. And the logo, of course, does not replace state symbols like the flag or the coat of arms, but it will be used in all kinds of cultural campaigns. If you'd like to look at some photos of how the new logo can be used, you can check out the Foreign Ministry's website. That's mzv.cz. But I warn you, they still only have Czech links, so it might take some digging around.
And of course, we'll have those pictures too on our website. That's www.radio.cz. Thanks for that, Jan Wellinger.